We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire. With the seventh pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
He's going to run it straight in. Jared Goff.
Carr, touchdown, Detroit Lions. TJ Hawkins, they did it. They tied it. They're an extra point away from winning this game. Oh, baby, how big is that?
All right, we are back on Spotify Green Room Thanksgiving Special. This episode is sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. Lions come up short versus the Chicago Bears. Game-winning field goal for Cairo Santos. Chicago Bears beat the Detroit Lions 16-14 at Ford Field. And the Lions now fall to 0-10-1. No Peter with us today as he was live at Ford Field for this game. So it's just me and Malcolm. Malcolm, we are here live right after Thanksgiving game. I guess just what's the quick initial thoughts right after that game?
I don't even know what to put this on right now. I'm so mad. I'm so mad right now. I don't even know what to put this on right now. I will say it goes to the coaching staff. Again, with the penalties, the conservative plays. Conservative play calling. I don't even know. I'm trying to think right now because I'm so fucking pissed right now. Tyler, please give me something positive. I don't know.
Positive? I got nothing positive. But no, there's nothing positive. This is absolutely a game you should have won. This is absolutely a game that how I kind of expected to go as far as Chicago's side. And I was hoping I would see a little bit different from the Detroit side. You know, I mentioned before the game, you're 0-10-1 or 0-9-1 at the time. And you're playing a team that is as low as they could be. And you just gave them a win. And absolutely a win that they should have not gotten. And you gave it to them. This falls on everybody, on this entire football staff, this whole team. Coaching staff, players, everybody. Everybody's at fault for this loss today. There's not one single person I could, you know, point at. Maybe there's some guys that deserve the blame more than another guy, but man, I mean, everything you could have asked for to have gone wrong, everything went wrong. The amount of penalty, you know, driven drives that the Lions had on offense today is absolutely unacceptable. If you want to blame that on the coaching staff, if you want to blame that on the players, it's absolutely unacceptable. How is it in two drives in the same football game, there were situations where it was 2nd and 30, 3rd and 30. Two times, not once, two times. One in each half. Absolutely unacceptable. And then just going on to the final drive, the final defensive drive. I mean, you get the back-to-back timeouts, cost yourself a timeout, and you get a penalty. The penalty still happens because you go back-to-back timeouts. And you allow a first down with not even a body there. The catch was uncontested. They handed the Chicago Bears that win. They didn't even give themselves an opportunity to march down the field and give themselves a chance to win the game at the end of the game. They handed the Chicago Bears the game. And it's ultimately sad because the defense actually was pretty good all the way throughout the game until that last drive. And that falls on the coaching staff. That falls on the players. But, my goodness, you cannot have those miscommunications. You can't have 12 men in the fucking field in those type of situations. It's just unacceptable. It's absolutely unacceptable. I got nothing, man. I got nothing. It's unacceptable.
They just have some play calls that I've, like, some of these penalties, like, I've never seen before in my life. Like, you're going to have 12 men on the field in your own special team play? I know that play didn't really, it didn't cost us.
It didn't cost anything, but yeah. I mean, it's just unacceptable.
It just plays like stuff like that. How are you going to have 12 men on the field on your own special team play?
An extra point.
Yeah, it's an extra point.
It's a field goal. It's an extra point.
The amount of holding that was going on in this game, this is goddamn ridiculous. And I get a lot of people who are saying, and I know a lot of people are saying, yeah, it's Jared Goff's fault. Some of it is, you know, but the same.
It was a mix.
You know, if a quarterback is trying to extend the play, like you see the Seahawks, they don't go through this shit every time Russell Wilson rolls out the pocket to extend the play. You don't see this from these other teams, but it's like for some reason, the Detroit Lions, they don't know what to do when a quarterback steps out of the pocket. The only thing they know is a hold.
It's because Goff is doing them at the most unnecessary times. He's escaping the pocket to the worst time when he has a clean pocket, or he can just throw the ball away if it isn't a clean pocket. It's just it's the time he's doing them at is what's causing the timing of the offensive line that they have to hold. I'm not giving them a break because I think it's a mixed bag of the offensive line having stupid holding penalties and on the quarterback himself just, you know, not being aware of the situation and that you're going to get a penalty if you roll out of here because, I don't know, you guys are not mentally prepared for you. I don't know. I don't really have much of an explanation.
The false starts. I mean, those holding on running plays, I mean, the holding call just goes all around. It's just –
It goes all around, yeah.
It is, man. I mean, if they wanted to lose this game on purpose, this is they did it. They definitely did it because the Bears didn't do much. They didn't do damn near anything. But the Lions, it's like they just wanted to lose this game.
The sad thing was too, and we mentioned this in the pregame show, and it falls on the personnel. Was like, you have things going right offensively. Like you didn't have that run game that you've had the last two games, and you know, that's been the biggest thing I've had a knock of not being able to grow on it because you didn't really have that same running game. But you had things working well for you, and then it's just the same thing. The Lions abandoning that. Like they were passing the ball pretty well downfield when given the very limited opportunities. Like there were moments where I'm like, okay, this is nice. And like you come out with all that fire the first drive. It's like, why not just keep that momentum going forward throughout the whole game? What do you have to lose? Incomplete pass? Interception? I mean, like, what is the worst-case scenario?
I mean, I got to go back and watch it again because I don't know how many guys were open downfield. I mean, because there was a lot of checkdowns. So what that is showing me because, you know, they give the checkdown option as an option. If nothing else is open downfield, just check it down to your running back. The checkdown is not his first read.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to see what he's seeing downfield because the amount of passes that were, you know, under 10 yards was just ridiculous, man. And this is something that has been killing us all year. It's been killing us all year, man. I don't know, man. There's no creativity with this offense, man. There's none. The creativity is not there.
There were times in this game where I thought Dan Campbell's play calling in the first quarter was phenomenal. I actually did. I thought it was really good. It was a good mixed bag. They were, you know, doing a little bit of everything, getting guys involved. It was nice. But then there was points in that game, and especially in the second half, you're down 13-7 at that point. And the first drive of the – because the Lions offense started with the ball, it was just so dry my goodness. I mean, you start off with two runs of Jamal Williams. He gains about 6 yards altogether with the two runs. Okay, fine. Second and medium, second and short, second and four. Or third and four, sorry. Third and four, it's a stupid pass to Khalif Raymond behind the sticks. It's like, I don't understand. What are we trying to accomplish here? What are we trying to accomplish here? Why not just give the opportunity and pass and try to get a pass, you know, behind the sticks?
Yeah, right now,
keep all the drive going.
All that shit is not working no more. Teams, this is all on tape. Teams know that Detroit Lions, yes. they like checking it down. They like, you know, passing the ball behind the sticks. They know that. Why do you think none of the screens have, ever since the Rams game, the screen game hasn't worked. But they continue to try to do it. They continue to try to do it at least once a game. And it goes nowhere. The halfback screen is not working no more. Let's just get that out of the playbook. It's not working no more.
And they're using them at the most absurd times. A third and four. Like, that's a conversion that you want to get and just keep the drive going and give yourself an opportunity to get back in the game and get the lead back. Get a touchdown. Get a field goal. Make it a three-point game. Something. Something. Yeah, and they didn't do that.
This is bad, man.
I mean, how do you open up the second half like that? You're down 6 points, two runs, and a pass behind the sticks. I just don't understand what we're trying to accomplish there.
Man, I don't even know right now, man. Like, Dan Campbell's fucking up a lot, man.
A lot.
This is. I get it. This is his first year. I get it. He doesn't have much to work with. I get it. You know, personnel is not here. I get all that, man. But
Malcolm, this isn't NFL stuff, man. This is NFL head coaching stuff.
This is bad, man. This is not good, man. I don't know what to think about the Detroit Lions future right now. I don't know what to think about the Detroit Lions future right now.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's how bad this is right now.
They don't look like an NFL team. And they just don't look like an NFL team. This coaching staff doesn't look like an NFL coaching staff as far as offensively. And I hate to get there, but it's getting to that point. It's gotten to that point.
Somebody need to tell Dan Campbell to just, we know you want to do it. We know you want to take over and have more of a say on offense. But damn it, that was it. I don't, him calling plays. This should be it. This was not good. This was bad. I get it, and you know Anthony Lynn hasn't been good either. You know when they pull up the stat that we only had one game over 30 points this whole year, it's pathetic. And that was the very first game of the season.
We're not even scoring like 20.
We're averaging 16 points a game. That's horrendous numbers. That is bad. And I get Dan Campbell's like, oh shit, you know, these numbers are awful. Let me try to take over to try to mix some shit up because you sucked. I get it. But damn it, you suck too. God damn it. Probably even worse. This is probably worse. Even worse than Anthony Lynn. Worse. Probably this even worse. Worse. I mean, this offense is bad.
And there's nothing to it.
There's no excuse. Yeah, he can't. Everybody's like, well, he doesn't have a quarterback. He's still got to call the right play. He got to call plays. Jared Goff missed throws. Jared Goff is not good, guys. We get it. But damn it, you got to get something out of him. You got to be able to get something out of him. This is bad.
Yeah. No, I. Yeah. No, I mean.
How do you lose a Matt Nagy twice? I get if you lose Matt Nagy once, you're like, all right, maybe it's a fluke. You lose Matt Nagy.
This is a different Matt Nagy too.
He sucks. Like
you are in week 11. I mean, the locker room doesn't even want to play. I mean, I was saying is Matt Nagy. This is week 11. The locker room is not even like 100% in on him. This was an opportunity for you to get your first win, and it's like, if this isn't the win. When is it going to come?
No, it's not going to come. If they play like this, there's no way. Who can it be like this? Who can it honestly be like this? What team do we have left? Maybe the Falcons? No, I don't think we beat the Falcons like this.
My point is I'm saying is like, how do you win a football game at this point?
You can't. If your personnel is bad, your coaching is bad, everything is bad. I mean, how can you win a game? We got carved up by Andy Dalton, and the defense, you know, again, you know, Anthony Lynn, he's been the bright spot for this defense. I get it.
Aaron Glenn,
he's been the bright spot of our, you know, defense as far as being the defensive coordinator. But damn it, man, these wide open passes, man, like the defender. This is what I saw last week. I saw the same shit last week. Even though that, you know.
Baker didn't
exactly, because he was just awful. Baker Mayfield was awful, but he was making the right reads. Those guys were wide open. And I said that shit last time. I'm like, man, you know, that was discouraging watching it the second time around because, damn it, there was a lot of wide open receivers. And what we saw this game, wide open receivers. Mm-hmm. This is just...
Especially the third and four, man. The third and four for the game on the line, and that's the play call? They just gave him the first down. They didn't press. It's like, what do you have to lose? If you give a touchdown, at least you give yourself an opportunity to win the game. I mean, if you give a first down, it's over. They put nothing on that. They put zero effort on that play. And how about this? The Bears called a timeout too. So you had extra time to think about it. And that was the play call?
Yeah. I think they ran a cover two in that play. I got to go back and watch it, but I'm pretty sure it was a cover two.
And I'm sorry, the Bears didn't call a timeout there, but you had time, is my point. If you had time, and that should not have been the play call. I mean, I they didn't even put any effort to stop it. It was they handed the Bears the first down, which that means they handed them the game.
I want to know.
You put no effort to stop it.
What I want
to
know is who the hell called the second timeout? Who in their right mind called the second timeout after calling
it? It was both Dan and Glenn. Did you see it? They're both jumping up and down calling timeout. And you know how bad it was? So did you hear what Mike Pereira had to say about it?
I don't remember because I was so damn mad when that happened.
Okay. So, yeah, Mike Pereira says if a second timeout is called back-to-back, usually the ref is supposed to ignore it unless it's so noticeable that they have to just stop the play. They were so noticeable they had to stop the play because these – I don't know if – did you see it? They were jumping up and down calling timeout, both of them.
I didn't see it. If I did, I would have been more mad about it. Because when I saw that, I was like, wait, didn't they just call a timeout? That was my first reaction was, didn't they originally first call a timeout? And then when they said they called it again, I was like, wait, that's weird. And then, wow, okay. So they want to call. So now they want to call two timeouts.
It looked like they thought that they had 12 men on the field, which for my understanding.
They did have 12 men on the field. I get it.
Did they have 12 men?
Yeah, because I forgot who I was. See, I'm so
I saw Alex
so
Anzalone. I saw Anzalone.
Yeah, they were running off. Running jumping. Off. He was running off the field.
No, he wasn't running off. He was just pointing his head off, like, you know, like we have 12 men. But
no, there was somebody else. I think it was Barnes, if I can remember. It was one of our linebackers.
I might be wrong, but I thought they showed the replay. It didn't look like 12 men. It looked like we had 11 men on the field.
I'm not sure. Maybe the guy that was running off. But there was somebody running off the field. There was somebody running off the field, and that's when they called it. But like, damn it, just you know, you called like Come on. The head coach should know this, man. I get it, you're a rookie, but the head coach should know this stuff.
Dude, I mean, if you're noticing that in your couch right now, there's no excuse for Dan Campbell not to know that situation.
The media's going to rip us, man. The media's going to rip us. They're going to destroy us just for this type of stuff. How can you do this on national TV? We're laughing stock. We're laughing stock.
If a casual fan doesn't know that rule, it's like whatever. I mean, it's not your job. This is your job. You're supposed to know the rules of the game. There's no excuse for that. Like you called a timeout. You're going to get the penalty regardless. The penalty is going to happen regardless with you just calling the timeout, and you burned yourself for a timeout. You burned the timeout and you got the penalty. There's no winning there. At least if you got the penalty, you got the penalty, but you keep your timeout.
I'm still trying to figure out how you do this dumb shit on national TV. We look like the dumbest team.
I'm just trying to figure out how you do this in the NFL.
We look like the dumbest team in the NFL right now.
Because we are the dumbest team in the NFL. You cannot do that shit in the NFL. Matt Nagy wouldn't even do that type of shit. We just played versus him. That is embarrassing. That is amateur hour. That is high school shit. Actually, I take that back. They don't do that shit in high school.
No, this is
some Madden type of shit.
Madden doesn't allow you to do that.
There's no comparable.
It's grayed out. You won't be able to take two timeouts in Madden.
Yeah, there's no comparable thing to this. This is amateur hour.
This is,
and it's embarrassing, this is
bad, man. I know I'm mad. I don't want to get too far into it and just say, you know, I don't know what to think about Campbell. I don't want to go that deep because I know I'm mad, and this is a lot of emotions right after the game. But I just don't know. I don't know how can you recover from an idiotic season and expect to be a good head coach going forward.
That's my point. It's like, I'm not trying to be out on Dan Campbell, but it is getting difficult to defend him. It's getting very difficult. Like, I knew they weren't going to be a good football team record-wise. I knew that, right? But this is, like, stuff that just cannot happen in the NFL. And it's like, how could I have faith in you if we do put a good roster for you? Or when they're expected to compete, how am I supposed to have faith in you?
As I'm saying, I don't know. Like, you can't have an idiotic season coaching wise and then come back and say, all right, I'm gonna be Bill Belichick next year, or I'm gonna be one of these top head coaches, a successful winning head coach after having a full year of this type of stuff. And this is not what I expected from Dan Campbell coming in this year. I expected us to lose some games, but just because we weren't good enough.
That's what I expect. That's what I thought it was going to be. Just because we weren't good enough.
I ain't think we're going to lose games due to coaching. I thought we were going to lose games due to not having the talent. And I get that. Everybody thought that. But now you're losing games because nothing is working. Your coaching is not working. The talent's not working. Nothing is working. These players, man, if they still have their heads up high after this, kudos to them, man. Kudos to them, because I don't know how can you take this every single week and then you know, all right, we fucked up, but damn it, our coaches are fucking up too. Like, what are we supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. And this was my biggest fear when I said that a couple of weeks ago, that this locker room just needs a win just for everybody. Like, everybody needs a win right now. And this is my biggest fear, is like, I didn't think it would ever get to this point, but we're getting to that point. And if we're not getting to that point, we're at that point right now.
This is bad, and this is not even. I know people are saying you shouldn't care about wins and losses this year. I get it, but you don't want to see idiotic coaching, and we're watching idiotic coaching. It's like some of the stuff. Like, I know you're trying to play checkers. I know you're trying to play chess, but damn it, like. Come on, man. Like, there was that third and the second and long play that Dan Campbell just gave up on the drive when we could have got a field goal.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
The second, they ran it on second and 30. They ran it again on third and 30. Now, that drive, we're already midfield. We could have got 10, 15 yards and maybe kicked a field goal. Who knows? But
yeah,
Is this
which hindsight's obviously always 20/20, but that could have won you the football game. That field
it could have
if you at least got the attempt.
But it's just like idiotic coaching, man. It's killing us all around, man. We're not disciplined. The team is definitely not disciplined. And that falls on coaching. Like I don't know, man. I just don't know right now, man. I don't want to give up on the guy. I don't want to give up on Campbell. Nobody should. I mean, coming in, you think you're crazy to say, all right, this is not it the very first year. But when you see idiotic stuff, how can you recover? I'm trying to figure out, like, is there a way for him to bounce back and be a successful head coach?
It's a good question. It's a good question. It's like the only optimism I could give you to that is if you put a good roster around him, it's like, what does he do with it? You know, does that affect his coaching where he can open up the playbook and, you know, just trust the guys more? But I don't know.
There's no creativity. This office stinks.
I don't. And that's like, I don't know if that's him just trying to protect his players right now. I'm trying to give you the optimism view. Like, I'm trying to play devil's advocate right now, but I'm with you, Malcolm. I'm absolutely with you. But the only thing I could think of is like, he just has no trust in these guys. These players are on the field that he doesn't even want to be, you know, open up the playbook and give them like, I don't know. It doesn't even sound good right now. I thought it sounded better in my head. It doesn't sound good.
This is crazy, man. Like, some of the stuff that they're doing is just, I just don't know, man. Godwin Igbike, he was solid. I mean, he only had one attempt.
Yeah.
But he had
a great attempt.
He had one rush, 11 yards. Why not attempt more?
Especially without Swift.
I don't even know right now, man. I don't even know right now, man. I'm just hoping maybe they hit on these draft picks. Hopefully we have some type of talent. Our pass rush sucks. Our pass rush is pathetic. Mm-hmm. And this is personnel. This is a personnel issue that we have. Now, we have a solid pass rusher, Julian Okorah, who didn't see the field until third downs.
Mm-hmm.
I get it, you want to stop the run, but Austin Bryant is not getting at the quarterback at all. Austin Bryant's not getting at the quarterback at all. It feels like you're rushing three when you're rushing four. It's just the pass rush is not there. It's bad.
You see, Malcolm, though, it's like the thing is, though, is like we've seen teams with, you know, roster, like a depleted roster, like not the most talented roster. But in the NFL, you're supposed to still find a way to win. Like, these are still coaching. NFL players. Coaching. Like, you know? Yeah.
Coaching. Coaching matters.
Coaching is supposed to get the best out of these guys.
Coaching 100% matters. Coaching matters. And this is why, you know, in the offseason, I was so high on these guys and the coaching staff. I predicted several wins. I predicted 5 to 7 wins because I was so high on our coaching staff. Coaching matters. Sean Payton had his roster. We'll be probably a 5-and-whatever football team right now.
All I know is I know we would damn well have a win.
We'll for sure 100% have a win.
I'm just saying that. I'm just staying down.
Great coaching gets the best out of your team and doesn't make dumb – they don't do dumb shit like this. The players are disciplined. They know what to do. They're at the right place at the right time. They can win games. But this is – if you have bad coaching, mixed with bad personnel, bad players – you're not going to win a game. This is not going to happen. I'm sorry. I mean, like, I thought we could at least win a few, but if we play like this, there's absolutely no chance we win a game. Absolutely no chance. We can't put more than 16 points in a game. We put up 30 points week one. That was it. There's no chance. This is not going to happen. Our offense is holding us way too far back. The play calling, the people, the personnel, the quarterback, wide receivers, everybody. Protection, everybody. Everybody involved in offense is holding us back. Every single person. No one is greater than the other. They're all equally as bad. And they're holding us back. We can't. There's no chance. We're going to be 0-16-1. There's no chance to beat anybody. Unless they find a way to offense can click and put up some more points, but you're not going to beat teams putting up 10 points. You're not going to beat teams putting up 13 points. You're not going to beat teams this way. This is the NFL. You got to find a way to find some type of offense. Our defense is not that personnel wise, they're not good at all. The fact that they're holding teams to these low amount of scores is just beyond me. Thank you, Aaron Glenn. You know, you're doing a hell of a job. But who are you going to beat putting up 10 points a game? Who are you going to beat in the NFL? who?
Nobody.
You're putting up 14 nobody, points. Nobody. Who are you going to beat? We average 16 points per game. Who are you going to beat in the NFL putting up 16 points every single week? Not this is...
If any.
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't want to keep saying the same thing, but Dan Campbell.
I like your New Orleans Saints comparison because New Orleans Saints, like, just talent-wise, like, I understand you're a roster depleted talent, but they're not that much more talented than your football team.
Look at the Houston Texans right now, man.
Them too. They are not that much more talented than you. And they have all found ways to not just win one game, but multiple games.
This is just, man.
And again, I'm not asking Dan Campbell to be Bill Belichick. I'm not asking for that. I'm just asking for a competent coach.
He has no chance to be Bill Belichick. That's not going to happen.
I'm asking for a competent head coach that gives me a shot every Sunday.
Why does this always happen to us, man?
And I don't know if I even feel that way anymore.
Why does this always happen to us, man? Why? I mean, as a Lions fan, you just see this all the time. Why does this always happen to us? Why us? Why can't we just hire the right goddamn guy?
I know. We've went through how many guys? I can't even tell you.
Why? Why does it always happen to us?
80s.
All I want to see is some type of progression, man. I want to see this team take steps forward. This is what we all wanted to see this year. We didn't care about wins or losses, but we wanted to see this team go in the right direction. We wanted to see this team fight hard and go in the right direction. Change the culture. Change of culture. This shit looks this is SOL. That's what they're doing right now. All these penalties. Yeah. Everybody, this whole the America was watching this game, sitting on the couch, saying, "Ha ha ha, same old Lions." Look at all these flags. Same old Lions. Look, the Lions shoot himself in the foot. Same old Lions. Look at the head coach. He's calling two timeouts. Same old Lions. That's what America sat back and watched this game. You literally on national TV had the worst coaching since you've been here, Dan Campbell. This is not good. This is not good.
And that's saying much, right? Because we had games like Pittsburgh and like Cleveland.
This is 100. This is way worse than those games.
I know. And I'm saying that. And then that was terrible.
Those were terrible games, but calling two timeouts. Who does
that's my
that?
Point. I'm saying that's my point. I'm saying that was terrible enough, and then this game beat those games, which I didn't think it could get worse, but it got worse.
Like, we did dumb shit in the past. I get it. Like, I remember who's the coach? Was it Jim Schwartz, the one that called the – was it Jim Schwartz that tried to challenge the play? Try to challenge the timeout? Yes. Try to challenge the touchdown on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I know.
That was Jim Schwartz, or was that Jim Caldwell? Yeah. Shorts. So we've seen dumb shit, but I have to say this: the two timeouts back to back has to be the top of the list. That's one of the dumbest shit I've ever seen a head coach do in my life. It has to be one of the dumbest shit I've ever seen before.
And how about the response to the play? How about you get off the two timeouts and the response to the play? You let a third and fourth easy, not even contested. It wasn't like Damir Beard made a hell of a catch. He was wide open. Like, what are we doing here?
Nah, man. I don't know, man. This is just not good, man. But to me, I mean, at least give some type of shout-out to some players, man. I guess. Josh Reynolds had a solid bounce-back game. His second game in Detroit. Kudos to him. Emmanuel Warrior should have had probably three picks today, but came down with one. He had a pretty solid game. Kudos to him. I mean, that's it. I mean, I don't know, man. Everybody else has been ass. I mean, maybe Jared Goff. I mean, I guess maybe. I don't know, man. But he just Josh Reynolds and
Josh Reynolds and Emmanuel Warrior.
Oh, my bad. Another one. Levi Onwuzurike. Onwuzurike? Onwuzurike?
Oh, sure. No, he had a sack.
He had his first sack. Congrats to
him. I mean, sure. But it was...
At least he got a sack. I'm
not giving credit.
The pass rush has been non-existent.
Nobody on the defense line is getting credit. I'll give him... Nice, he got the sack. No one on the defense line is getting credit. Alex Angelone, if you want to give one.
It's personnel fault. It's personnel fault, man. It's personnel fault. Our best pass rusher is Julian Okorah, and they only use him on third downs. They only use him on third downs. Like, I get it, you want to stop Montgomery, which they did a pretty solid job. 17 carries, 46 yards. I get that. They did a good job stopping Montgomery. They didn't want the same shit to happen last time they played the Bears to happen again. But at the same time, you just gave Andy Dalton every single time in the pocket to do whatever the hell you wanted to do. That rushing three, Pierre, if he was here, he would agree with me that rushing three should have got to go.
That
rushing three is just, you're relying on coverage that doesn't exist. These guys are not good at coverage, and you're not good at that. This rushing three on third and longs, please just get it out of the playbook. Stop using it. Stop doing it. We can't even get to the quarterback when you rush four, so you're going to rush three? To do what? You might as well just rush two. Put the other guy in coverage. Rush two.
They damn near almost did it that one.
They should have. I mean, what's the point of rushing three knowing good and well you can't get to the quarterback when you rush four? So you're going to rush three knowing good and well you're going to get to the quarterback rushing three? Just put the other guy in coverage or just rush two. What's the point of rushing three? What's the point? I don't get it. Why are they rushing three? I think they literally converted every single time except once. And the only time they convert the other time, their one time not converting on third, the rushing three, the only reason why they didn't convert is because the Bears wide receivers are idiots. Yeah, they're just idiots. Yeah, that's the only reason why they didn't complete on every single attempt. But I think they rushed three maybe three or four times, and they complete on every single time except once. Why do we continue to run this play?
And the way it worked, it wasn't anything kudos to your offense or your defense, I should say.
Yeah, why do we continue to do this? And this is on Aaron Glenn. He doesn't want to switch it up. I mean, that cost us the game against the Baltimore game, and he said, "I'm gonna continue to do it."
And it cost you versus Minnesota.
I'm gonna continue to do it.
And then it costed you multiple opportunities today.
You just got to get rid of it, man. You saw when they went zero blitz on third down. What happened to Andy Dalton? He just got out quick and they went nowhere. Maybe try doing that sometimes. I don't know. I mean, it's just... This is bad.
Malcolm, could I go eat Thanksgiving? Yeah, man. I just want to go eat.
Yeah.
I want to forget about this.
No, man, you're fine, man. Maybe if somebody else wants something to say really quickly, man, we're trying to eat Thanksgiving. I had a Lions gear set up for me, but I'm about to throw that shit in the hamper and just try to rewash it right now. There's a fresh, clean outfit right now. I'm about to just throw it in the hamper. I don't want to see it. I'm just going to rewash. I'm going to wash it right now. Just for the hell of it. And I need to find something else to wear today. But yeah, anybody want to come up and you want to feel like venting right now? Do you have 5 minutes to vent? Maybe, and then we get that someone else on. Spencer, what's happening, man?
What's up, y'all? Can hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, man.
Yes, sir.
I'll be quick, but dude, that shit is so embarrassing. That shit is so embarrassing. Like, this is the only time. Like, I'm usually watching these games by myself. I'm with my family, you know. Like, I'm really the only like football fan that'll watch consistently, but they all watch on Thanksgiving, and I'm just tired of this shit, man. It's just like, it's every time we just embarrass ourselves. We find a way to embarrass ourselves. This shit is terrible, man. What are we doing? A double timeout, like you guys said, you don't even see that shit in Madden. It doesn't even let you do that. It's just like, and I love Dan Campbell as a person, but dude, I don't know if he's fit to be a head coach, if I'm being honest with you, because some of the decisions he's making is just head scratching. And like, I'm so mad. And I'm so tired of this. We literally had the game right there. We had a nice Jamal Williams 30-yard run, and we just get three holding penalties in a row. Lack of discipline, bad coaching, just I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, man. I mean, I get you, man. It's just bad. It's just my question is, how can he bounce back as a coach? As a coach, this is hard. You don't see successful head coaches do this shit. Like, they don't have a really shitty head coaching year, first year, and then come back and be some Super Bowl winning head coach. Like, it doesn't work like that. I've never seen that shit happen before. So I just don't know, man, because this is not what we expected. We expected this to be a bad football team, but a really good coaching staff to get the best out of these guys. And right now, just everything is just bad. Everything is bad. Right now, they are what the record is. 0-16 and 0-10 and 1.
Exactly. Like, yeah. Hey, we'll be at the 0-16 and 1 pretty soon if we keep coaching. Yeah,
they have
this.
No chance. I don't have them winning another game this year. Not another game this year.
Do you think Dan Campbell is this the person that turns this franchise around? Be honest with me. Cause from what I've seen, he's not. You know, like he seems like a great culture dude, but a great culture doesn't mean shit if you can't win games.
The culture hasn't changed. The shit's exactly the same.
It's terrible. I don't even know what to say, man. I'm just so sick of it. I'm so sick of it.
And we all are, man. We all are. As a Lions fan, man, kudos to Lions fans for sticking through this shit. I mean, you've been a Lions fan your whole life, man. Kudos to you, man. And if you're a Lions fan like me, who has no ties to Detroit, but just a Lions fan just for the hell of it, kudos to you too. I'm not from Detroit.
I don't live in Detroit, but
I've just been a Lions fan ever since my favorite player, since Barry Sanders. So
yeah, you set yourself up. At least I was born into this.
I grew up in Michigan, man. The Metro Detroit area. I don't see how you can become a Lions fan.
You literally set yourself up.
Person, tell me that all the time. It's like, Malcolm, why do you do this to yourself? Malcolm, if you pick another team right now, we won't judge you. Malcolm, why do you do this to you? Like, you're losing life on you. Like, you're killing some life off of you, man. Just putting yourself through all this stress. Why are you doing this to yourself? You know what? And my answer is always the same, man. Yeah. I do feel like one day we will turn this around. It's going to be special. I want to be a part of it. And that's my answer all the time.
We will. I just want that day to come sooner rather than later. I just don't want another bad staff in place. And, like, there's pieces, and it's just, but it just seems like there's no sense of urgency with it.
I mean, this right now is just bad, man. This is just something I'm like, why can't they just get it right? Why can't we make the right hire? Why can't, this is, I don't know, man. I feel like this is like a terrible cycle. That's like, it's the same shit over and over again.
Yeah, it's like you hire a coach, you're optimistic. And then you watch some games, you're done. Let's get a new guy in. You hire the new guy, and then the cycle just keeps continuing.
It just continues. The cycle just continues. It just rolls and rolls and rolls. It's like, man, I don't know, man. First year head coaches first year successful head coaches don't do this shit. So, what?
Yeah,
I don't know.
We'll see. I guess. thanks, Spencer. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Spencer.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. Go enjoy your Thanksgiving, man.
All right, we got one more. We have a very special guest. He's actually starting quarterback in the NFL. Carson Wentz.
Yo, what's good?
What's up, Carson Wentz?
Yo.
Carson. Carson Wentz. I mean, you're a quarterback. Well, what's your thoughts on this game?
Man, I just don't know how y'all do it, man. I really don't.
Are you a Colts fan, I'm assuming, Carson? I know you're the quarterback. I just didn't know if you were a fan of them.
Yeah. Definitely.
Carson, okay, I'm just curious. As an outsider, this is probably your first line TV watch this year, right? Maybe you watch them on a night game, maybe, right?
Yeah, I watched the Packers one.
Yeah, okay. I mean, like, what's your thoughts on the coaching staff? Are we over-exaggerating? Are we being too pessimistic right now? Like, what does an outsider think right now? Watching this game on Thanksgiving, you know, you're eating good right now. I mean, I'm just curious. What is your thoughts on this, Carson?
I like the Dan Campbell hire.
Carson Wentz is making some Thanksgiving dinner right now, and he's having some technical difficulties.
He's with his family, so we get you.
Oh, there's Carson. Oh, Mr. Wentz is back.
Mr. Hello? Wentz?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
He's just going in and out of mute.
Oh, okay. Oh, there you go. All right. So, yeah, I said I like the Dan Campbell hire at first, but, yeah, I don't know if he's a guy. Like, the only reason why I like him is because of all the damn press conferences and stuff, but. I have TJ Hockenson in fantasy. He did all right. I really don't know, man. Like how is this gonna be built around just like that?
If you could grade our coaching today, what would you give the grade of the coaching today?
Probably like a
F. There it is.
There we go, Mr. Wentz. Mr. Wentz has spoken. Thank you, Mr. Wentz. Happy Thanksgiving, and we'll watch you this Sunday because the Lions are not playing. Wow. Okay, Malcolm. I mean, at this time, I can't do this anymore. I just got to end this.
Go enjoy your Thanksgiving, man. My Thanksgiving is fucking ruined again. The Detroit Lions find a way to ruin my Thanksgiving again. They found a way to do it.
I didn't think it could happen this year either, just with, you know, me having like zero expectations, but it still happened.
This is, I remember Pierre asked me in one of our last episodes, a couple episodes ago, what was my worst moment? And I told him it was the Chase Daniels game when he carved us on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
This oversees that game. This is the worst. This is the really? Worst Lions game I ever witnessed. Yeah, just hands down. Coaching staff went completely idiot mode and cost us this game.
All right. With that being said, hope you guys all enjoyed our frustration. We'll be back live tomorrow. There'll be some on your feed some point by Sunday, so look out for that. We'll have our final report on this game. Thank goodness we get a Sunday off from this football team, and we could talk about it again next week. And we'll be back, guys. So thank you guys for all joining. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody, for real. The support has been amazing, even with how bad this football team is. I mean, just people being live here on Thanksgiving, I appreciate it so much, guys. You don't understand how much that means. And we're going to continue to do our part. And I hope you guys are enjoying the content we've been dropping lately. So with that being said, I'm out, guys, again. Have a great Thanksgiving and peace out.
Yeah, man. Everything Tyler said, man, spot on. Man, we really appreciate you guys. This is Thanksgiving. You guys, you know, you guys are still here on Thanksgiving to even tune in. So
after a terrible loss.
After a terrible loss. We appreciate it. You know, thank you guys for the support. And you know, we're gonna continue to do us, and we're gonna continue to drop our episodes, and you know, bring some positivity, and hopefully, you know, we will. I'm not even gonna say that because I don't think we're gonna get a win this year.
Yeah.
But well, I'm just gonna end it. All right, guys, I'm out. Peace.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers, and if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online, schedule package pickups through the dashboard, and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.